W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken has postponed next week's planned diplomatic trip to China. It comes after a suspected Chinese spy balloon was seen over Montana. It's now high over the Midwest.
U.S. officials say the balloon is traveling at an altitude of 66,000 feet and maneuvering as it is blown on a trajectory that is expected to take it across the United States. The Pentagon continues to track it on radar and at times has it under visual observation. Military officials have recommended against shooting it down for now because of the danger it would pose to people on the ground. But officials say that recommendation could change once the balloon gets over an unpopulated area. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.
China insists it's a civilian research balloon and has expressed regrets. The government says employers added 517,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says that's considered a strong number.
The January jobs report underscores the message that Jerome Powell gave during his press conference this week. Although economic growth is weakening, the labor market remains resilient, which means the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates maybe two more times at a quarter point each so that wage growth starts to come down and inflation readings improve.
Wind chills this morning in the upper Midwest were in the 25 below zero range. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says the brutal cold is now pushed east.
The winds continue to increase. They'll be running at gale force, running 20 to 30 and gusting over 40 miles per hour at times through the day today. And the temperature and wind combination will keep driving the wind chill down until it reaches dangerously low levels, anywhere from minus 10 to as low as minus 40 or minus 50.
Honda and the government are urging owners of thousands of older vehicles not to drive them until dangerous airbag inflators are replaced. Here's Jeff Gilbert of Detroit affiliate WWJ.
These are older 01 to 03 Hondas and Acuras with non-repaired Takata airbags. Honda says there are 8,200 vehicles out there that have a high risk of having the airbag inflator rupture that can cause death or serious injury. You can check with a dealer or the NHTSA.gov recall database.
A Republican bill in Arizona would restrict drag shows in the state.
It's not R-rated, it's X-rated entertainment.
GOP Senator John Kavanaugh says under the bill, performances would be banned near daycare centers, schools, and churches. Performer Jessica Harper spoke in opposition.
This bill is so vaguely written that it would effectively make it illegal for me to exist in public as a trans woman, let alone DJ anywhere but a strip club.
Checking Wall Street right now, a mixed bag. The Dow is up 57 points. The S&P is down 5. This is CBS News.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy today with highs around 30. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour.
Overcast skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 22. Tomorrow, highs around 31. Warmer Monday and Tuesday with highs in the upper 30s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 4 above.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at
is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. It's Anything Goes Friday. I'll get to your calls in just a moment. I just wanted to flag one story for you first. This is, you know, ProPublica just does this extraordinary reporting, deep dive research, comprehensive analysis. This is a story by David Armstrong, Patrick Rucker, and Maya Miller over at ProPublica.org. Titled, United Healthcare Tried to Deny Coverage to a Chronically Ill Patient. He fought back in exposing the insurer's inner workings. And this is about a story. It's a story about a fellow by the name of Christopher McNaughton. He was a student at Penn State University. And Penn State University had come up with a health insurance plan for all of their students. It was through United Healthcare. And so, you know, Patrick was covered by this. And they were high-fiving when they, you know, when they sold the university the policy, like, you know, hey, we're going to make a ton of money on this thing. And then they discovered that they had this one problematic student, as they write in ProPublica. United provided the health insurance plan for students at Penn State University. It was a large and potentially lucrative account. Lots of young, healthy students paying premiums in. Not too many huge medical reimbursements going out. But one student was causing United Healthcare a lot of money. Christopher McNaughton suffered from a crippling case of ulcerative colitis, an ailment that caused him to develop severe arthritis, debilitating diarrhea, numbing fatigue, and life-threatening blood clots. His medical bills were running nearly $2 million a year. United had flagged McNaughton's case as a high-dollar account. So then this nurse, Victoria Cavanaugh, tells her, gets this case before a physician, a United Healthcare doctor, who says that this $2 million a year treatment is not medically necessary. And her colleague, Dave Oberman, reacted to the news with a long laugh. They actually, what happened was there was a lawsuit around this, and they ended up, through discovery, getting access to the internal emails and telephone conversations that had been recorded within United Healthcare. Oberman said, I knew that was coming. He heads up United's subsidiary that brokered the health insurance contract. I did too, Kavanaugh replied. He's an insurance broker who works for healthcare, United Healthcare. Victoria Cavanaugh is a nurse. This is a recorded call from 2021, and they're basically high-fiving each other over the fact that they're gonna kick this kid off the plan. They're not gonna have to pay his medical bills. You know, in essence, to hell with him, let him die. We don't want to pay the bills. We care about profit. And then they go on to note that more than 200 million Americans are covered by private health insurance. And insurers reject 1 in 7 claims for treatment. 1 in 7. And the number of Americans who file formal appeals to those rejections is 0.1% of claims. 1/100 of 1%. 1,000, 1 out of 1,000 claims are appealed, or rejections are appealed. But his family did this. They sued. They went to the mat for this thing. And this is a 20-page story printed out, and it is just a horrifying read of what this family went through, what UnitedHealthcare put this family through as they were just desperately trying to get the insurance company, the insurance for which, you know, was fully paid to pay the bills for their son and keep him alive. It's just another massive, horrible, ghastly indictment of our for-profit healthcare system that causes us to pay about twice as much as any other developed country in the world for healthcare in the United States. And we have a poorer, and we have poorer outcomes than most other developed countries. Why? Because we've got a parasitic industry, a for-profit health insurance industry attached to our backs like a giant blood-sucking leech. And, you know, that's making millionaires and billionaires out of health insurance industry executives and investors. But it is absolutely screwing America. We need Medicare for all, and we need it now. Okay, end of rant. Let's pick up your calls. It's Anything Goes Friday. George in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Great program, as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was really disgusting. But I'm sure there's some kind of kickback that those guys that were high-fiving themselves that they were going to get by kicking this kid off. But
yeah, I don't know if they may, if they got a bonus or if this was just, you know, they they have come to so identify with the company, it's like Stockholm syndrome, you know, they've forgotten their own humanity. But it was a shocking story. It's at ProPublica.org. But what's on your mind, George? Okay. What'd you call about?
Just about basically about the Supreme Court. You know, we've talked about getting rid of big lobbyists, dark money, corporate money, mm-hmm. You know, all that stuff, which, you know, Congress needs to have the laws. But with this Supreme Court, Tom, I really don't see how, unless, you know, whatever you want to call it, stacking or whatever, I don't see how, with everything they've done, you know, with Roberts, with voting rights and gun, you know, the gun laws and, you know, abortion, how do, without, like I said, stacking the court, where do we go?
There are a couple of options. Number one, Congress could. This is not going to happen during the next 2 years, this year or next year, because, you know, the Republicans run the House of Representatives. But Congress could use the power that the Constitution gives it in Article 3, Section 2, to regulate the court. They could impose a code of ethics on the court. They could change the size of the court. They could add more people. You said, you know, with the exception of packing the court, but that would be one way to do it. It has been done 7 or 8, maybe 9 times in the history of the United States. The court has been as few as 5 people, as few as 6 people, and as many as 10 throughout its history. They could also pass legislation saying that for some of the most odious, the most onerous of the Supreme Court's decisions, for example, you know, Citizens United, that says that corporations are persons and that money is the same thing as free speech. Congress could simply pass a law saying, no, corporations are not persons and money is not free speech, and the Supreme Court may not rule on this. We are providing an exception to their authority. And again, I refer you to article, in fact, let me just read it to you. This is this has not been used in so long, it's shocking to me. This, you know, the Supreme Court, in all other cases before mentioned, the Supreme Court shall have appellate jurisdiction both as to law and fact, with such exceptions and under such regulations as the Congress shall make. Now, this is the Constitution and the founders clearly putting Congress over the court. And what has happened in the last 100 years, by and large, is that the court has put itself over Congress. And Congress has not fought back against that. And I think it's time for Congress to do so. I really do.
Oh, definitely. And how, especially the last 3 justices put in, mm-hmm. how lying in their confirmation, how is this not, you know, the last 3 definitely lied about abortion.
Yeah,
you know,
and, among other things. Know. Yeah, no, I agree. The only solution to that, the only way you can deal with a corrupt Supreme Court justice is through impeachment. And the impeachment process with the Supreme Court justice works the same way it does with the president. You have the impeachment in the House of Representatives and then the trial and conviction in the Senate. It's only happened once in our history. That was Samuel Chase, as I recall, back in around 1805 or something like that, maybe 1803. And, you know, he was not convicted. So no Supreme Court justice has ever been removed for cause. I think that the just imposing a really rigorous code of ethics and requiring the court to operate with live cameras, I think would go a long way, because these guys are getting away with well, not literally murder, but, you know, the stuff that they get away with is just horrible. You know, being wined and dined by billionaires and then ruling for those people, you know.
I can't believe how uninformed I was about the Supreme Court, as far as they don't have an ethics code. Their money that they spend somehow is not, nobody can know about it.
They think they're the royalty of America, you know, these black-robed monarchs. George, I got to run, but thank you for the call.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And I think that to a certain extent, the court responds to public pressure. That's what happened in 1937 when FDR threatened to pack the court. We'll be right back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com.
Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, you looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Then let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and the intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and not to mention delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Cruising is just the absolute best way to take a vacation, in my opinion. It's what Louise and I did for our anniversary a while back. You only unpack once. And you get to visit all these great places. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Joni in Red Bluff, California. Hey, Joni, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Well, breaking news last night, but everything seems to be breaking news these days. On MSNBC, they were talking about Chief Justice Roberts' wife,
right,
and how she's received millions of dollars as a recruiter for law firms, including law firms that have cases before the Supreme Court.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering, like, you know, when is enough enough? And when is the public, you know, we just need to continue putting pressure to have more accountability in the Supreme Court. And I know the caller just a few calls earlier, you know, you were touching on that, but how can we really, you know, it's just ridiculous. Now it's three wives. Jenny Thomas, as everybody knows, you know, Alito's wife has some conflict of interest. So how can we move forward with this and really keep putting pressure?
It has to be done by Congress, Joni. It has to be done by Congress. And and I think that, you know, if everybody listening today were to simply call the congressional switchboard and leave a message for each of their two senators and their member of the House, Democrat or Republican, and the number is 202-224-3121. I give it out on the air a lot. You can write it down, stick it on your refrigerator, and just say the Supreme Court needs to have a code of judicial ethics, a code of ethics, and Congress needs to impose it on them. And this is an important topic. You know, if they get enough calls, they will act. It's that simple. This is not something that is hugely partisan. I mean, generally speaking, the Republicans will probably be more resistant to it. But this is a good government issue. This is a corruption issue, for lack of a better
word. Right.
So, yeah.
Could you give that number one more time?
I certainly can. It's 202, as in Washington, D.C., 202-224-3121.
31.
And that's the switchboard for all of Congress. You just say, you know, you're from California. You say, I'm from California. I'd like to talk to my, or give them your zip code. They'll know who your member of the House is. Tell them your state. They'll tell you who your two senators are and hook you right up. Joni, thank you for the call.
Well, good. Yep.
Okay, good
Thanks
talking to you.
Lot.
Thank you. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, how are you today? What's on your mind?
Hey. The economy, and that was a nice jobs report.
Wasn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Half a million
and,
jobs.
By the way, that I told you once before that ADP was supposed to change their metrics for how they estimated when how many jobs were going to be created per month. Well, it looked like they did it for a little while, but this last week when they announced their figures, they figured, I think it was something like 130,000 jobs
that they were expecting.
That they predict.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, you know what we got.
Yeah.
And so I went back and I took a look at the lowest number that Biden has seen since he's been president. And it was more than double that.
Wow.
They're back to their right wing ways of underestimating the jobs for a Democratic president.
What is ADP again,
propaganda.
Larry?
Huh?
What is ADP?
ADP.
Forgive my ignorance.
I don't know the name. I can look it up.
It's a private forecasting group. Is that
right?
Yeah. Okay.
And that number comes out about 3 days before the government numbers come out. And this week, when their numbers came out, everybody ignored it.
You'd think by now they'd be embarrassed.
One person,
you know?
Yeah, and they're still doing this. They're still doing it. Everybody who turns right wing basically turns to mud. Look at Elon Musk and what happened to him after he decided he was going to become a Republican. His the price of his stock just dropped down to almost nothing.
Right.
So anyway, but mainly I'm calling to let you know that Steve Bannon is just stealing your material.
How so?
He likes to talk about oligarchs. Excuse me, the administrative state. Mm-hmm. That was his main thing. Now he's talking about oligarchs. This week he even came out and said it, and he act like some people are going to be surprised, but I think we should increase taxes on the rich.
Whoa. He's been going off on my riffs on the fourth turning for quite some time, although I don't know that he got that from me. I don't know that he got any of this from me.
Oh, I think he did, because he also was trying, as he's talking about increasing taxes on the rich, he then comes out and says that what the Fed is doing in funneling money to the major corporations, he used the word reparations.
Hmm.
Now, who on radio is talking about reparations for corporations?
Yeah, me.
And me. He's stealing our words.
Yeah.
And the only way that he could do this, he's listening to your program.
Yeah,
and it's not just yours and my words. I've heard him use words of other callers.
Yeah.
Because his material
is possible, or it could be his producers, or it could just be that, you know, kind of it's the zeitgeist. It's in the spirit of the times. It's in
Bannon.
The air. I don't know.
It's Bannon.
I don't know. You think so? Okay. Larry, thanks for the call. It's always nice. It's always very nice to hear from you. Thank you. We'll be right back. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. You probably already know there are data brokers out there selling your internet data off to companies who want to serve you a targeted ad. But what you might be surprised to learn is that they're also selling your information to the Department of Homeland Security and the IRS. That's why, to mask my digital footprints, I protect myself with ExpressVPN. One of the easiest ways for brokers to aggregate data and tie it back to you is through your device's unique IP address. When you're connected to ExpressVPN, though, your IP address is hidden, making it much more difficult for data brokers to identify who you are. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of network traffic to keep your data safe from hackers on public Wi-Fi. That's why I have the ExpressVPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy today with highs around 30. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows dip down to about 22. Tomorrow, highs around 31. Warmer Monday and Tuesday with highs in the upper 30s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 4 above.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and Blue in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Blue, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to talk about how humans need to plant forests to save the species.
Mm-hmm.
Because forests change the weather. You can intentionally change the weather. So we want to have intentional environmental impact.
That's how FDR ended the Dust Bowl, you know. We planted a million trees in the 1930s.
And in the history of humanity, so many civilizations just collapsed because they came in and they mowed down all the trees.
That's what happened to, the Epic of Gilgamesh is the oldest known kind of Western civilization story. It goes back thousands and thousands of years. And Gilgamesh lived in northern Iraq, and at that time it was all forested, densely forested. And in that story, he goes out and beheads the god of the forests, Humbuba. And Humbuba, now that he's dead, Enlil, who's the god of gods, gets really pissed off with this guy. And says, that's it, we're gonna, and he turns their crops, he destroys their crops. And really what it was a story of the soil becoming saline from bad irrigation practices and the deforestation. And to this day, you know, Iraq is lacking forests. It used to be just, you know, green, you know, like the cedars of Lebanon all across northern Iraq.
Wow, I did not know that story. That's a warning, you know. That's supposed to be a book full of wisdom, you know. They're trying to warn the future generation.
Yeah, no, Gilgamesh got whacked. that was the end of that that civilization. I mean, you know, the story has morphed a lot over the years, but that's right there in the middle. I wrote a whole chapter about this in my book, Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight. I was fascinated by it. I wrote that book back in the 90s. But is that what you called about, Blue? Cool.
More or less, yeah. I just wanted to say, even if all of the glaciers melt and even if the ice caps melt, thick vegetation can sustain our species.
Yeah, the crisis is going to be water, because our rivers, most of the world's major rivers are fed by glaciers. And when the glaciers vanish, the rivers will diminish dramatically. And when that happens, you know, we are going to be in deep doo-doo. We being the human race.
Okay, well, when you get a forest established, it's like putting a giant sponge on the ground there. So
that's correct.
If you establish forests up, the higher the better.
Yep.
then they're like giant sponges, and they change the weather, they change the wind patterns.
You're right.
They make it rain more, and they absorb solar energy, and they absorb heat, or they absorb cold.
Forests actually.
Remember how you were talking about?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How you were talking about how climate change is actually being caused by the solar energy hitting the earth. Well, when you have an established ecosystem of forest, that solar energy gets converted into biomass.
Yep. And forests evaporate more water than do oceans. Forests evaporate more water than water. And the reason why is because one tree's, you know, leaf surface area is greater than the surface area of the ground that the tree covers. You get all those thousands of leaves, and each one adds to that surface area. And this is why, you know, forests and jungles are, extraordinarily effective at pulling water out of deep under the soil and throwing it up, as well as surface water, and then throwing it up into the atmosphere. You're absolutely right. They do regulate our weather. Blue, thank you for the call. David in Minnetonka, Minnesota. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Thanks for your scholarship, and thanks for the way you get the word out. Seriously, there's a Anything Goes Friday question I've always wanted to run by you, because you've probably got insight on this one. What are the mechanics that the Republican Party uses to have all their members in goose step unison for their talking points, for their messaging? They all come out using the term woke in a pejorative manner the exact same week. They all come out with their talking points on the border or COVID the exact same week. Are you aware of how they do that? They're so good at propaganda.
Yeah, I used to be on their mailing list, actually. The RNC has a group. There's also a couple of private groups that send out daily talking points to all the media people, and a lot of your right-wing radio people use those. I think, though, that you know, what's going on here is kind of a combination of two things. Number one, the Republican Party, being a semi or pseudo-fascist party, draws to itself authoritarian leaders within the party and authoritarian followers among, you know, the voters and followers. And those are people who are inclined to say, okay, what are my marching orders today? Okay, great, I'll do exactly what you say. Whereas the Democratic Party appeals more to people who are more eclectic and more free-thinking, more inner directed rather than outer directed. So that you've got
That's true.
You know, so people are more inclined to do what they're told to do in the GOP. And then on top of that, you've got a whole bunch of right-wing billionaires who don't want their taxes raised, and they've taken over the Republican Party, and you know they help set the agenda. They don't want their fossil fuels they don't want to lose their profits from fossil fuels. They don't want their companies regulated. They don't want their emissions cut. They don't want to have to pay the cost of the poisons that they're dumping into our environment and into our food supply. And so, you know, it just makes sense for them to own the Republicans, and then the Republicans, you know, dance to the tune of to those tunes. So and again, on the Democratic side, we don't have big billionaires, doing major funding and creating infrastructure. There's no infrastructure on the Democratic side that matches ALEC, for example. There's no infrastructure on the Democratic side that matches the state policy network. There's no infrastructure on the Democratic side that matches right-wing, 1,500 right-wing talk radio stations or Fox News. Even MSNBC is a pale imitation. And plus, you know, you've got to pay an extra $5 a month. It's a premium channel to get MSNBC, whereas Fox is free everywhere. So, you add all these things together and you get this current dynamic that you're describing, David. Did I answer your question?
You did. Also, a sister question to that. Do they have real specific disciplinary tools? Every once in a while you hear about a Republican who gets conscience about climate change and wakes up a little bit.
No,
but then they'll vote against?
In my experience, it's all carrot. There's very little stick. I know a couple of right-wing talk show hosts, and if they give a speech someplace, there's a foundation that'll write them a $40,000 check, even if the speech was to a high school auditorium. People on the right, if you're in the right-wing ecosystem and you're doing well, you've got some kind of a platform, you can become a millionaire very quickly. There is literally nothing like that on the left. I've never gotten money from any very, very wealthy people. well, I shouldn't say that all together.
Yeah, we've legalized bribery.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. It really is, okay. Yeah. David, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, how are you today? What's up?
Well, this is kind of like a little public service announcement.
Okay.
And it's not just for Alabama. Anybody out there listening, you need to pay attention to what I'm saying. On March the 6th, next month, here in Alabama, you can start contributing to a candidate for the ballot for next year. And here in Alabama, you've got to have all your qualifying stuff done by November the 6th to be on the ballot next year, because the primary is in March of 24. And so if you haven't done your work by November, you're going to have a blank ballot again, which is what we essentially had here in Alabama, a blank Democratic ballot. There were not, there were like five people on it for governor, lieutenant governor and stuff. And, of course, with 1.2 million voters going up against over 2 million Republican voters, we only got one person, one Democrat from my district here in the House. That's the only Democrat we got on the ballot that won.
Wow.
And so, yeah, you can start donating money to the Democratic Party for next year, starting next month on March the 6th. So those of you in other states, what is the information for your own state? What can you do there? Most people don't even understand how long it takes to get a campaign together or what it costs and how long you have to get the person on the ballot. And then you've got to have money for next year to offset the Republican bombshell of money.
Right.
And so if you don't pay attention to what this is doing and you don't help, just giving, if 100,000 people who voted Democratic would just donate $10 a month from now until then, we could raise over $1 million a month.
Yeah.
To fight against the Republican Party. And so when I go around talking, I was doing this all day yesterday, you have to have people's interest and you have to teach them. And so if you don't explain to them how this works, and I always ask them to please order a copy of Robert's Rules of Order and attend the city council meeting so they can get used to how things work.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a county commission meeting. Go when they go into session this month, go sit in the balcony and listen to these people and understand what is going on.
Yeah.
And you can get on the mailing list for different organizations like the Public Service Commission and find out what they're doing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we need candidates and we need money, or Alabama is going to stay red when we could turn it purple.
Yeah. I'm with you.
You know, other states, people out there, think about this stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, Norma. You are one of my favorite activists. Thank you so much for the call. And happy weekend to you. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stick around. Want something special for your guy this Valentine's Day? Put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from mancrates.com. Mancrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he'll truly love, like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put me down for that. Mancrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences, like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar, or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky, like whiskey maple or root beer habanero. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code LOVE20 at mancrates.com to save 20% on orders over $99. That's LOVE20 at mancrates.com. Mancrates.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Louise and I get one great night's sleep after another thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. These are the softest sheets you will ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you can sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, you can save 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, to save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yeah. The idea of a perpetual union has been core to this country. If you look at Lincoln's, you know, first inaugural address, it's all about that. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned something I didn't know there was the Articles of Association. He talks about, which was before the Declaration of Independence, and then the Articles of Confederation, which was originally the Articles of Confederation and what you call it, Perpetual Union. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if they got the idea of the Perpetual Union from the Iroquois Nation and the fact that once you're in, you can't get out. And yeah. that that defines everything that we are. And I think of being divided, not necessarily by states, but by these lies that go on.
Yeah.
And
the answer to your question, Bill, is yes. In fact, it's the main topic of my next book, which will be out this summer, The Hidden History of American Democracy. Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. They got the idea from the Iroquois Confederacy.
Right. And one more thing. The one biggest threat, the linchpin to all our problems, is Citizens United and the Secret Brothers. You know, they talk about Soros. There are a lot of other billionaires that are, you know, funding this. And the corporations aren't people. They're algorithms. People don't work for people anymore. They work for an algorithm. And that's not, you know, they're not citizens, these algorithms or artificial intelligence.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. Although, you know, get ready. they're coming. Bill, thank you.
Ken in Tampa,
Florida. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, main thing I need is a fiscal address from you for your, to send a letter to you about your back, to help you with your back. Office address is fine, but in the meantime, I'm getting these emails and texts from looks like the Democratic Party, and they're all the same type of thing. Some refer to Schumann, some Schiff, some to GOP, some Biden. They're all pros and cons, red and blue, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they have you to take the survey. Do you agree with this? Is this most important? That sort of thing. And they all end up with this grid at the bottom for donations. It goes from $30 to $5 and once a time or monthly.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no spot for sending no money. So if you don't send any money, you can't finish the survey. And it's pointless. Now, if the Democratic Party is sending this out, not giving you the option of just, you know, supporting them verbally, they're stupid. I think it's some sort of a scam that somebody's getting this money, you know, just because they want money.
Well, this is how these surveys are almost always done, and I am just disgusted by them, frankly. I've gotten surveys like this where it's like, you know, what do you think about this, and this, and you click on something, and boom, it takes you right to the fundraising page. Or you know, as you said, you've got to donate money to do that. Both parties do this, and I just think it's a shame. I don't think they should be doing it. I got to run, Ken. Thanks for the call, Joe in New Bern, North Carolina. Joe, we have about 45 seconds. You got a quick one?
Real quick. Yes. Thank you, Tom, for taking my call. And what I want to say was that I call him Georgie Santos, and. I'm a veteran, 32 years in the Navy. My parents, my father was a veteran, and most of my brothers were veterans. I'm a life member of the BFW and DAV, and I'm appalled at what he has done to this Navy veteran, you know, in New Jersey.
The vet with the dog,
With the dog, yes. I just want to shout out to every veteran that's online, that's listening, to call your national headquarters, please. Call your state. Call them and complain, because it's a travesty. It's a travesty.
You might also want to call your Republican member of Congress. Joe, I'm sorry, we're out of time, but thank you. Very well said, very well put, and hopefully, you know, people will do it. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Joyce the Hammer, Nance, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Carne Verde and Connor Arroyo, all the great folks who help make this program work every day. And thanks to you. Thanks for letting our stations know you're listening. Thanks for letting our sponsors know that you care about this program. And don't forget, democracy requires you. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to